ولقد استهزئ برسل من قبلك فأمليت للذين كفروا ثم أخذتهم فكيف كان عقاب.
Surely the messengers before you were ridiculed, but I always initially granted respite to those who disbelieved, and then I seized them with chastisement. Then how awesome was my chastisement.
أَفَمَنْ هُوَ قَائِمٌ عَلَى كُلِّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ قُلْ سَمُّوهُمْ أَمْ تُنَبِّئُونَهُ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ بِظَاهِرٍ مِّنَ الْقَوْلِ بَلْ زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مَكْرُهُمْ وَصُدُّوا عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ.
Is it, then, in regard to him who watches over the deeds of every person, that they are acting blasphemously by setting up his associates? Tell them, name those associates if Allah himself has made them his associates. Or are you informing Allah of something the existence of which he does not even know? Or do people arbitrarily utter empty words? Indeed, their foul contriving has been made to seem fair to the unbelievers, and they have been barred from finding the right way. Whomsoever Allah lets go astray will have none to guide him. Their foul contriving has been made to seem fair to the unbelievers. The association of others with God in His divinity by the unbelievers has been branded as a foul contriving. For the celestial bodies or angels or spirits or saints, which are sent to be God's associates in His attributes, powers, and rights, have never made any such claims. They do not ask the unbelievers to worship or bow down before them. It is merely a contriving of some unscrupulous human beings who, in order to establish their own control over ordinary people and to usurp their earnings, have invented false gods and have misled people into becoming their devotees. This enabled them to exploit people under the claim that they were the authorized representatives of those so-called gods.
لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَقُّ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَاقٍ.
They shall suffer chastisement in the life of the world, and surely the chastisement of the hereafter is even more grievous. None has the power to shield them from the chastisement of Allah.
مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ أُكُلُهَا دَائِمٌ وَظِلُّهَا تِلْكَ عُقْبَى الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَعُقْبَى الْكَافِرِينَ النَّارُ.
And such will be the paradise promised to the God-fearing. Rivers will flow beneath it, its fruits will be eternal, and so will be its blissful shade. That is the ultimate destiny of the God-fearing, while fire is the destiny of the unbelievers.
وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ مَنْ يُنْكِرُ بَعْضًا قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَلَا أُشْرِكَ بِهِ إليه أدعو وإليه مآب.
Those upon whom we bestowed the scriptures earlier rejoice at the book revealed to you, while there are also some among different groups that reject part of it. Tell them, I have only been commanded to serve Allah and not to associate anyone with Him. To Him do I call, and to Him is my return.
وكذلك أنزلناه حكما عربيا ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعدما جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا واق.
And it is with the same directive that we reveal to you this Arabic writ. Were you indeed to follow the vain desires of people after the true knowledge has come to you, none will be your supporter against Allah, and none will have the power to shield you from His punishment.